Thank you so much, Ana Maria, and let me thank all the panelists for being here with us today. I want to thank all the excellencies that also will be with us in the panel with their record messages, and everybody that is listening to this very important panel. Really, I would like to welcome all of you to the Global Game Changers Summit. Earlier today, in the opening ceremony in this World Investment Forum, I made the point that we need to adapt to a new normal of larger and maybe more common external shocks. We're only 21 years into the 21st century, and we have already lived through two massive shocks: the 2009 global financial crisis and the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. What this means is that the window of opportunity between shocks are now even more important. To build resilience is simply to know how to rebuild, to close the fractures that make us fragile, such as increasing wealth and gender inequality, and to strengthen our capacity for collective action and response. We did not make use of our last window of opportunity. The 12 years between 2009 crisis and this pandemic were marked by growing inequalities, both within and between countries, as well as shrinking multilateral action, the exact opposite of what we needed. We now have a new window of opportunity. It is important we don't waste it, because in a world of climate change, I am sure more shocks will come. What I am not so sure of is how many opportunities we have left. This is why this Global Game Changer Summit is so important. We simply have to change this investment status quo, because it is simply not fit for building resilience. In a world awash with cash, with the richest saving glut and greatest liquidity in the history of mankind, far too many resources are going into rentier activities in already mature markets with high carbon footprints, and far too little into the green transition, into developing countries and productivity enhancing technological innovations. Too little is going for new markets and new ideas. Too little is going for innovation. In the last 12 years, while the S&P 500 has quadrupled in value, global foreign direct investment has declined by 20%. And less than a third of all climate adaptation investment, as measured by the 2030 agenda, has been committed. More recently, what the IMF calls the greatest return on investment in history, the $50 billion investment gap to produce real vaccines, equity around the world is not coming and is still seriously underfunded. As a result, less than 3% of all people in least developed countries have been vaccinated, while rich countries are already talking about the third doses. In a recovery that should build resilience and close gaps is instead opening them and making us even more fragile than before. Clearly, the problem is not that we don't have enough money. It's that it's going to the wrong places. Incentives are misaligned. Resources are misallocated. And risks are mispriced. We need to change the rules of the game. Ladies and gentlemen, UNCTAD has a track record of thinking outside the box when it comes to making investment work for sustainable development, which is why we attach so much importance to the Game Changers Summit that you are with us today. Here, we have brought together people and companies that have revolutionized their respective sectors with their ideas, passion, and technologies. People that have shown that sustainable development is not only urgent, but also profitable, also possible, not only for investors, but also for people and the planet. The 2030 Agenda makes clear that sustainable development is a collective bottom-up effort. Therefore, it is incumbent upon not only governments, but also a new private sector to come up with shovel-ready projects that green the economy and produce more cohesive societies. This new game changed, companies integrate social, environmental, and health imperatives in their business model. It is my hope and expectation that this new sector will become one of the most important investable markets towards sustainable development worldwide. By showcasing these pioneering ideas and companies, it is our hope to drive investments into the nascent market and to emphasize the need for policymakers to create environments that help game-changing enterprises grow and multiply. It is my hope that our speakers will also inspire young people and entrepreneurs around the world to innovate and develop out-of-the-box business ideas and concepts with a tangible impact on sustainability and shared prosperity. So let's not miss this opportunity to change the game. Let's change it. We count on you to be able to do that. I thank you.
Thank you so